The next patient is Teresa Negron. The last name is N-E-G-R-O-N. First name, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A. This is a clinical case of a 70-year-old Hispanic female that has a CKD stage 5. Period. The patient has a long-standing history of proteinuria and diabetes. The recent 24-hour collection of urine that was done in November the 2nd, 2022, is consistent with a proteinuria of 3.2 grams in 20. Four hours, period. On the other hand, this patient has a questionable a neurogenic bladder that has been evaluated by the urologist with on and off Foley catheters and infections associated to that. The serum creatinine from 3.6 went to 3.5, and the estimated GFR has remained in 13 mLs per minute. There is no evidence of hypernatremia, no evidence of hyperkalemia, and the CO2 is 22. The gap is 12, period. This patient eventually is going to need hemodialysis or any renal replacement therapy of her choice. We are going to refer her to the evaluation by the nurses that are in charge of guiding the patients to make the right decision for the hemodialysis, for the renal replacement therapy, period. Number two, arterial hypertension. The patient today come with a blood pressure of 134 over 72 after the adjustments in the clonidine. She takes TTS patch number 3 and 0.1 milligrams POBID. She's on carbaridol, 25 milligrams POBID. Iralazine, 100 milligrams POBID. Following number. The patient has diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Following number, renal artery stenosis pending is the renal dynamic scan that is interesting because this patient has a history of bilateral kidney stents. Following number, anemia related to CKD, she needs ESA. It will be given when the patient starts the hemodialysis. We are going to see whether or not it's possible through the insurance to start a renal epogen, period. Secondary hyperpara that is under control. following number, the patient has coronary artery disease, congestive heart failure, ischemic dilated cardiomyopathy that is evaluated by Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R. Following number, hyperuricemia. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Following number, chronic obstructive sleep apnea using CPAP. She has a pulmonary nodule that is followed by Dr. Patel, period. We are going to reevaluate this case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup. Meanwhile, we are going to refer her for the education at the Kidney Center.